At the 2011 NAMA boot camp, I'm speaking with Becky Johnson. And Becky, first of all, tell me who you work for and what you do.
Sure. I work for Fleshman Hillard, and I do food and agricultural issues management and public relations.
Well, tonight we were all about how do we do this networking effectively, and you had a lot of ideas and suggestions, not to try to go through all of what you had to present, but maybe if you could just share a couple of key points that you think would be good takeaways from here.
Sure. Well, one of the things we talked about was how you can really align networking to the theory of 6 degrees of separation, especially in an industry like this one. You most likely know the same person, have worked on a similar account, have some sort of commonality that you can build from through your conversation. That's really beneficial because it makes your conversation easier, but also helps you remember who people are, which is important as you look to build that relationship even further down the road.
Well, I know that we did some dating tonight, and at least at my table, there were a couple people. I didn't think we'd get past the first date, but I think we made it to the third date. I'm not sure what that means, but you know, for I think the title here was non-threatening networking. I thought that was an interesting concept.
Right. Well, you know, for some people, the thought of networking is very easy. People who are very extroverted enjoy meeting new people. Networking isn't difficult for them on its face, at least. For other people, networking can seem very threatening because especially when you get past the first date questions, as we talked about tonight, you know, the who you are, what do, where do you live, it can be difficult to carry that conversation on either through dinner or even the next time that you happen to see that person. So it's important to just think about your state of mind as you see people the second, the third time, and understand that you can go back to those same commonalities, those same shared interests that you have to grow that conversation and build that conversation, but at the same time, also keep in mind where you want that relationship to go. You know, we're all in business. We're all looking to improve our own professional network, our own careers, our own businesses, and by being very deliberate on how you grow those relationships, ask questions about how people's businesses are going, what projects they're working on, how they're dealing with issues. Those can help you grow a relationship more, but can also help you identify more opportunities as you look to advance your business and career.
Another concept you brought up was quality, not quantity. Mm-hmm. I think when you look, and let's say there's 100 people here in the room, you feel pressured that I need to come and meet and somehow come away with some sort of, you know, I've met these people, I know who they are. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I've kind of always taken the approach that even if I just get to know a couple of these people really well, that might actually be more beneficial in the long run than the fact that I didn't meet them all.
Right. Well, if you think about, you know, is it better to have a stack of business cards when you leave, or is it better to have someone that you've really connected with, that you've started building a relationship with? And, you know, we talk about the 6 degrees of separation theory. Well, this is a tight-knit industry. So if you get to know a few people really well, that really opens doors to a variety of connections of additional people to add to your network. At the same time, it's really important to make sure your network, that quality of your network, involves people at different levels than you, with different perspectives than you. So you're relying on people to help push you, improve your skills, improve your thought process and innovation. That's really what makes a strong network, is not only quality, but also variety.
Well, not mentioning any names, but there were at least a couple at my table that were, they were pushing me. I'm just saying, they were pushing me, but that's sometimes a good thing, too. Thank you very much, Becky Johnson, who was one of our first presenter, really, here at this year's NAMA boot camp from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.